here now. Yeah, it's the Big Dareboski coming back at ya. Here comes the Rolling Thunder. I am the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla, the 60-minute maniac, the slave to the surf wave, the sultan of surf, the buff sensei, the boss bad cat, and the lone wolf. Ow! Dirk Bergante is my name, and surfing is my game. And by surfing, I mean the surfing of destruction to... Full moon, I'm burning up, and I need some surf to cool me down. What better place to be than on the surf and he's sitting down with you for another 60 minutes of music. Lots of heavy tunes for this month's show. Music from the likes of People Person, Surf Cats, Panty Tsunami, The Razor Blades, and The Spiratones, and so much more. Oh yeah, I have it all, and I'm ready to send it to ya. Oh man, gnarlymarketsurfrockradio.com has loaded the airwaves with all sorts of new music, and I picked up a few things out of the archives. Some new bands like the Megustas, the Wax Phantoms, and the Surf Serpents. Also, the likes of Captain Rico and the Ghost Band, the Dino Waves, and Tidal Waves. I got a hell of a lot more where that came from, too, so I hope you will enjoy what I have in store for you. I bet you will, because I have good taste when it comes to music of the surf kind. Now what do you say we dive right in with some People Person? Let's jump headfirst right into the surf. We'll be right back. Returning from the tunes with a Big Dare Boski break, coming back to you to talk some trash on the Surfing Up Destruction 2000. So here we are for the full moon in September, and we got ourselves a big harvest moon. This is always a fun moon to see because it is huge and yellow. I always wondered why. And so I did a little bit of research. The reason being is that in September, the moon rises almost immediately after the sunset, thus the yellow hue. Huh. The brightness of the moon also gives farmers the opportunity to do some nighttime harvesting. I found that very educational. You can tell I don't have a hell of a lot to talk about. The Big D's life has been pretty quiet. All I really have to go over is the music. And I hope I have enough to fill out the show. I came up short last episode. I put it all together and I found I was 5 minutes short of 60 minutes. So hopefully we got enough to go around. I'm pretty sure we do. Looking back at the set we just heard, we have some WJLP with a great new album. It is called WJLP Is Out of This World and features a whole hell of a lot of great surf. All sorts of fine little theme songs, from space to western to surf noir to Halloween surf. Hey, that's everything the surfer needs. When I was listening to the album, I was putting songs here and there into all of my theme playlists. Do I have some plans coming up? Oh, I do. I'm excited to share, but it is going to have to wait. But I digress. Back to WJLP with their song Egg Foo Young. Now we got some brand new music coming up from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Yes, some new Ontario surf music from the Dino Waves. They got in touch with me to play some music and I said, oh yeah, I love it. The more Canadian surf, the better. So this is from their new album called Big Sun, the song Hydroplane. You can hear some more of the Dino Waves over on their Bandcamp page. You can check out the Big Sun there, maybe purchase. It's great, you should. Then we have Surf Cats. They're here again. Not that I am complaining. These guys are sending me great tracks month after month. And now we got one for September with Shark Bite. And a funny little tidbit for you is that the fellas in Surf Cats sent me this song the day that Shark Week started. What timing! And now we have some new tunes from the Spiratones off of their upcoming album, Sun Worshipper. We have the song The Walnut Whip as a preview to their new album, which is out now by the time the show arrives. I have some Mariachi Death Squad next with Reload and some new Los Atascados from Destino Vedette, this fantastic Zagata. Then People Person once again on the show with their song Jeans Quandary to get things starting off hot. No easing into the music this episode. Like I said, we're diving headfirst into the music and just going for it. Now I'm here for a good time, maybe not a long time, but I'm here all the same, and you are too. So let's keep the surf going on the Surfing of Destruction 2000. I mean, that's what you're here for, am I right? And we are back, Jack. It's a surf attack headed up by the boss, Bad Cat, the Big Dare Bosque, Dirk Brigante. Taking a little music break because I just gotta break it up. The big surf is filled to the brim with music this month. And you know why? Why? Because damn, people just kept sending me music. A lot of bands got in touch in the past month and wanted to get some tunes on the surfing. And you know, hell yeah, I dig that. It was funny though. I got a head start on the show and I said to myself, okay, I gotta make up for some lost time from the last episode. Let's get lots of music on this one. So I did that. But then some bands reached out to me and asked me to check out their music, and I didn't even know if I could fit them in. But I'm going to anyways, and if we run over time, well, nothing we can do about that, except just keep going, because the tunes are just too sweet to cut them off. Because when you got bands like the Migustas on the show, you gotta give them time to blow your mind. The Migustas did just that with their tune Robber's Roost to finish off our second set. Then Los Reverb, another song off of their latest album, Owned Us and the Satonicas, and the song Neolawless. Touareg are here too with Los Voladores Papantla. Then before that, we had a new band called Tidal Wave. That is one of the bands that reached out to me, and now they are debuting on the show. From their album Endless Summer, you heard the song Spy Hunter. That is available on Spotify to stream now, by the way. Then we had a pair of Canadian bands, the 427's Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, and Panty Tsunami returning to the show with Long Beach Love Hammer. Starting off set two was King of the Penguins by the Razorblades. Well, geez, that was a big set. Seven songs total there, and that's pushing the limit. But I am all about pushing the limit. It's a good workout. Woo! Yeah. Now, to go back to what I was saying earlier, if you are in a surf band and you dig the surf me, you feel like your tunes might fit right in, then why don't you reach out to me and tell me to get your music on my show? It is clear I'll do that by this point, isn't it? I love new music, and I want it all. Come on! Let's go. Wax Phantoms are making their debut now on the Surfing. Here they are. We'll be right back. here we are once more on the Surfing of Destruction 2000. Coming to a close on episode 95 after one hell of an episode. We've made it to the end and I haven't talked about any video games. And I'm not going to. Even though I have been playing some awesome stuff, I'm going to spare you the details. Excuse me. Trying to keep my focus on the surf this time around, especially with this episode being such a music-heavy episode. I mean, it just seems appropriate. I had mentioned earlier that I had a lot of music sent my way, but I cannot deny the hard work that Gnarly Mike of Surf Rock Radio puts in to help me find tunes for the big surf. The dude seems to spend every waking hour hunting through Bandcamp, looking for the finest in surf from around the earth. He is even kind enough to share it with me. Along with that, he runs his very own surf label, Sharawachi Records, that is just bursting at the seams with surf bands. A lot of great bands on there, like the Terror Surfs, Mark Malibu and the Sagas, the Tsunami Bots, and King Ghidorah, among many more. You may ask, hey, did he pay for this? And I say, no. I am doing this out of appreciation of Gnarly Mike, because the dude is awesome. So if you're ever feeling like more surf tunage after you're done listening to the Surfney, I mean, or just whenever you're feeling it, tune into surfrockradio.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for online surf. Well now, I think that's enough talking about where to find more surf. You got enough here to listen to, and I gotta cover it. Band Aeolus Apache is hitting us with some of that rough and tumble surf and the song Mr. CEO. More new music from Killer Tone Jones' latest album, Sharknado Apocalypse. We heard the debut of that album on the last episode, along with the song the same name. And now we have Psycho Killer. No, we have Psycho Knot. That's the one we have. Psycho Knot. Now we have Captain Rico and the Ghost Band. These fellows coming out of Toulouse, France, and asked me to listen to their music. And hell, I'm glad I did, because their album, The Forgotten Memory of the Beaches, is a damn good surf album. And I am excited to have the chance to play you a tune, and the song of choice from Captain Rico and the Ghost Band is Epic Wave. Now go check out the rest of the album over on Captain Rico's Bandcamp page. You will not be disappointed. Los Oxidados up next with Planeta's Cosmos, and Drebin before that was SRF SMG number 2. Then we have the Surf Serpents making their debut on the show. I found these cats through Surf Rock Radio, and damn, am I glad I did. Very, very different sound, but still distinctly surf. And that's my kind of style. The Surf Serpents are here with the song Surf's Up, and I cannot wait to play more of them too. Then the Wax Phantoms. I heard them on the Surf Britannia Volume 2, a compilation of all the UK surf bands and stuff of that nature. They are the world's worst undead surf instrumental band. I mean, that is a direct quote from their Facebook page, just so you know. I would never talk trash about the bands I play, and how the Wax Phantoms are far from the worst. I mean, I thought their track Tsunami was pretty good. I can't complain. It was a good way to start the final set of this big surf, and a good way as well to end the recap. That means we have come to the end of another great episode of the Surfany of Destruction 2000. Boy, it was overloaded, but it made for a good time. Just so many good tunes I could not ignore. But did I shoot my shot too early? Next month I have not one, but 2 episodes of the Surfany. That's right, we are coming up on a blue moon in October. October 1st, I'll see you for episode 96 of The Big Surf. I'm going to keep it normal before I hand the reins over to the mastermind behind the Surfing of Destruction. The champ of the vamps, the deadhead that will bring you surf dread. It's Count Von Dercula making his appearance once again on the Halloween full moon. Oh, he wouldn't have it any other way. He will be making his annual appearance on the 2nd October full moon on the 31st. That is Halloween. So that's what we got going on for October. Oh man, it's going to be one hell of a month then. Ah, hell, I'm looking forward to it. This is Dirk Brigante, the number one surf podcast host, bringing you surf from around the earth. on the Best Surf Podcast Around. The Surfing of Destruction 2000. Too weird to live, too rare to die, baby. So we'll just keep going. See you in October.